and then you must articulate whatever you're singing. The more you articulate, but not exaggerated articulation, normal articulation, like you speak. You don't overdo it. We tend to overdo it when we sing too much. I happen to believe, and at speech level, teachers believe that the pronunciation is the most important one. So if I sing, nay, 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 I'd be placing the sound forward. And if it went, nay, 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 if I actually was speaking nay rather than nay, 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 then I would get more quality of my voice in that sound as opposed to just a nasal or a flat kind of sound. So whenever you place whenever you sing a word, you want to sing it just as if you would speak it, not place the sound, because there we get in trouble, because we put it in the mask, and you know, you heard about putting the mask, and we don't know what that is exactly, you know. So we feel the nasal aspect of it, and that does feel like it's in the mask, but it's too nasal. So you got to find the correct feel for it. So if it's aimed behind that gum ridge where that tongue print is, then you're going to get the right effect.